From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Friday, which means it is time for our reporter roundtable. However, today we wanted to spend the first part of our program talking about the difficult subject of guns and safety. On Tuesday, 19 children and two teachers were shot and killed by an 18-year-old man at an elementary school in Texas. Four more people were injured. NPR is reporting it is the second deadliest school shooting in U.S. history, only behind Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which happened on December 14th of 2012. Now, while the details of this shooting continue to unfold, the issue of guns and keeping our children safe has once again become the focus of the entire nation. This year, a group of students in Idaho who have been affected by gun violence approached lawmakers in the Idaho legislature. They were hoping to come up with some solution when it comes to guns and safety. Democratic Senator Melissa Wintrow listened to the stories of those students, and she worked with them for months to create a resolution that would get the legislature to, quote, encourage Idaho's residents and institutions to continue to educate, promote, and implement safety precautions for firearms access and storage, unquote. Senator Wintrow is joining us now to talk about what happened to this resolution and about some of the other gun safety bills that she has introduced. I want to welcome you back to the program, Senator Wintrow.
Thanks, Gemma. It's a real pleasure to be on your show today. And, you know, even though it is in very bad circumstances.
Yeah. And I do want to let our listeners know that we will be talking about gun violence and suicide in this conversation. So just be aware of that as we have this difficult conversation. So, Senator, I want to begin, if you would mind, talking about this resolution that I mentioned. When did you first hear from these Idaho students?
Yeah, you know, it was late last summer that I heard from a group of Boise High students that they were troubled about some of the safety issues in their own school. And even prior to that, a junior high student, after the gun, you know, was in our own state, contacted me about, you know, her fears. And so I met with the students because I take that very seriously, you know, regardless, you know, they might not be 18, but they are my constituents and they're concerned about their safety. We met together to hear about those concerns. And over the course of months, basically came up with a resolution to really encourage our state to have discussions about safe use and storage of firearms. And I think it's particularly important to listen to students as they talk about their learning environment and the stress that creates for them.
And what did these students want when they came to you? I mean, what was their hope, Senator?
You know, I think initially they were concerned about the fact that, you know, kids can own guns in our state. And all you need is a written permission, a note from a parent or guardian to own a firearm. And they had noticed people, you know, bragging about owning them and showing up to school premises with firearms. And they initially thought, hey, maybe we should have some laws on the books to mandate training and safety for any person under 18 that has a firearm, similar to what we do in fish and game, right? If you get a hunting license, you have to go through a required training class, unlike any other firearm, which I think is really interesting, and so do they. And they thought, well, maybe it would also be important to, you know, make sure we knew who of those kids had them, and so create a permitting process. But over the course of months, we realized, we really thought, thinking about the political climate and culture of our state house, we probably wouldn't get a hearing. And so we met with a number of stakeholders and lobbyists, and they really talked also about their concern with high suicide rates of kids their age with firearms, as well as accidental shootings. So that's when we determined, let's do a resolution. And let's at least just start the conversation about this and not let people be worried about, you know, passing something with a force of law. A resolution is really just a letter expressing our values and our concerns and doesn't have force of law. But I thought, as we did, that would be a good place to start because of all the fear in our state about talking about this, the political fear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the resolution is it's very simple. It acknowledges out of the gate that we value the Second Amendment and that the Second Amendment doesn't have to be standing on its own without responsible and safe use, right? So we acknowledge the Second Amendment. We talk about our own constitutional value of hunting and fishing, and we recognize those hunter safety classes. And then we quote some statistics from the state police and health and welfare about the number of firearm fatalities. And then it just says, hey, let's encourage safe use and storage. The students, we drafted it together and initially had permission to have a hearing, which I was very pleased about. But then I think the gun lobby got word of it, and then the plug was pulled. We couldn't even get a hearing. These students couldn't get a little edge of their government just to talk about their concerns about use and storage.
Mm-hmm. You know, Senator Wintrow, it is interesting to me when we talk about this, because we have to talk about this over and over and over and over, because we continue to have school shooting after school shooting after school shooting. And we talk about, you know, not even being able to get a hearing on something, and things as simple as how we store our guns. Because according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, we know that if you store your guns safely, gun violence goes down.
Yeah.
We can't even get things like that passed. And well, this is not just an Idaho problem.
Right. You are right on it there. I think, you know, there's a lot of, fear spread about having the conversation itself. And we know the problem. We know some of the solutions. It's about having the political will to do it. The stats mm-hmm. show it, right? I mean, even if you think about the high correlation between mass shootings and domestic violence and intimate partner violence, it's pretty high. There are many research studies you can Google quickly to demonstrate that link. And we know that if you would prevent certain people from having a firearm, we would decrease mass shootings. It takes the political will to do it. And again, acknowledging the Second Amendment does not, you know, exclude safety, right? Mm-hmm. But I mentioned that because, you know, I had a really common sense piece of legislation in 2018 to keep firearms out of the hands of convicted domestic abusers. We have a federal law right now, and we had a Congress at the time pass almost unanimously in the 90s that, you know, domestic violence is so serious that if you're convicted at misdemeanor or felony levels, you shouldn't have a firearm. Our U.S. Congress agreed to that almost unanimously. Now, All I wanted to do was align state and federal law to give state and local officials the ability to intervene in a misdemeanor offense. And I did get that in committee. I don't think I'd get a hearing today. It got killed on the House floor at the time in 2018. But that bill originated because a former student of mine and her sister watched their father murdered their mother with a firearm, and he had been convicted before. He should never have had the gun. Now, again, we know there's a high correlation that with mass shootings. So first and foremost, the most logical thing to do would be limit the possession of those weapons to those people. I think we get just stymied and paralyzed in finding, or maybe politically we're trying to divert attention to find the answer when we know some answers. And if we just picked those off, I bet you we would decrease violence in our country by the use of a firearm.
Well, this needs to stop being a partisan issue, because everyone should be in agreement that children should not be killed in their schools. And with that said, when we talk about things like, we say, common sense gun laws or gun safety, how about we talk about just plain old gun responsibility? Mm. Because there are responsible gun owners. There are.
Yes.
And they do the right thing every single day.
Yes.
I mean, there are Democrats and Republicans in the state of Idaho who own guns and who own guns responsibly.
Yes.
So maybe we should start talking about gun responsibility.
Well, part of gun responsibility, though, is making sure that we have safety training, right? What's wrong with that? You know, again, that may not solve the problem that we saw here recently, but the fish and game does it, because when you're hunting, they want you to be safe. So why wouldn't we do that? Now, like you said, I think that most Idahoans are responsible gun owners, and most of them I talk to say, yes, we need reasonable common sense policies and laws. We agree to that. I think that there are too many politicians that are out of touch with what the majority of folks believe and are driven by fear from conspiracy theories and government overreach. And, you know, they're coming to take your guns. You know, and people attributed that to me. There was a gun lobby organization who did a fundraising letter off of me after I did that bill saying I was coming for their guns and they should raise money to get me out of office. And I confronted them and said, I'm not coming for taking everyone's guns, only people convicted of domestic violence. That's it. They shouldn't have a firearm, because we see the high rate of lethality if we don't take it away from them. And so those folks just spun lies about me to raise money to try to elect people that would go against me. So that's the problem.
Well, and then we talk about students. And so you literally, Senator, had students come to you begging you to help them. They have been impacted by this. And ultimately, students who walk into these schools every single day can't even get a hearing in our own legislature.
Yeah. You know, what's ironic about that is we had a bill or resolution we passed, I remember on the Senate floor, because it stuck out to me, that was encouraging civic education in schools. And I should have stood up right then and said, well, then you would have a hearing on this, because you're encouraging them to get involved in government, but then you won't let them get involved. And again, I thought this would be the best way, because it doesn't have force of law, but it would open the door for conversation. It would enable them to have access to their government. You know, the really good part of the process is, you know, the students, we arranged meetings with senators, and they met with Republicans and Democrats, and they said the meetings went really well. And Republicans and Democrats agreed with them that these things should be discussed and so forth. But I think what happened was, again, the NRA, the gun lobby, got involved. They didn't like some of the language. People were uncomfortable with the statistics. I mean, we just took that off the state police website. They did not want to acknowledge that on a piece of paper in front of the public, that that was a problem. And so then when that lobby gets involved, people are afraid of their elections. One person can control the entire legislative process. And that is a shame. That's what's wrong with our government right now. It is out of balance. It's a kind of tyranny of the majority. And we are not even allowing the smallest, most reasonable, common sense things to have a discussion in a committee room. I think that's a shame. Now, I hope that I want the students out there to know that I fully believe that I am working with the people, not necessarily for and by, but with you. And I believe it is our responsibility to work with students, listen, and help solve these problems. And that's what I tried to do, and I'll continue to do. And I just want to encourage every student out there, anybody who's listening, you don't give up, and you approach those elected leaders, and you go and vote, and you make your concerns heard. There are people listening. We just got to have the political will and spine to do it. Oh, Gemma, I'm sorry. I'm a little riled up today.
Oh, here's the thing, Senator. I can barely talk about this without tearing up, because I have a fourth grader.
I know it.
And I'm angry. I realize that as journalists, we are supposed to try to take ourselves out of the situation, and we are supposed to report the facts. The fact is, I am a mother.
Yeah.
And I send my children to school every day. I have a 10-year-old. This could have been his classroom.
Right.
It could have been his classroom. And I am angry And I am outraged because we can do something. We can do something about this. And we report on this time and time again. It is exhausting. So with that said, if you are just a regular citizen, Senator, what can people do? Because I think that's part of it. I think that people are angry and they don't know what to do because we are stopped.
Well, I encourage community involvement and take the initiative and gather groups of people in the community together. Maybe it's just a small group at first and it gets bigger. But I mean, this is, you know, just like those students who got my attention, I took that seriously. And I said, what am I going to do to work with you? How can I help you get in front of other people? You know, the one thing that we talked about, I introduced them to a couple of senators and who said they wouldn't allow the hearing. And I said to the students, I said, look, do you think my values agree with yours? They said, yes. I said, would you vote for me? Yes. I said, okay, do you think I would get elected in other areas? They said, I'm not sure. I said, okay, our job in this political system is to convince 51% of the people that we have a point. Now, that is some of the problem when we have a government that's so out of balance and so one-sided and so, you know, loudly voiced. So the people are going to have to give permission to their elected officials to say, I want you to talk about this. I'm not afraid. You know, this state, no one's going to get their guns taken away. We have this irrational fear that people are coming for the guns. We won't have guns. No. We have the most lax gun laws in the country. We don't have to be afraid that we're going to, you know, take everybody's guns. It's not going to happen. We have to have the courage to say, let's talk about this and give permission to your elected officials. Tell them it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to have a resolution and open discussion. It's okay to have reasonable common sense safety measures. You know, we don't have to listen to the extremists who are just fabricating and, you know, pumping us up with fear about government overreach, conspiracies, etc. We don't have to go down that path. We can take control of that.
I could talk to you all day about this. We need to get to other things, but I so appreciate your time. I appreciate you talking to us about this and what you have been doing along with these students, Senator, who have been so courageous to continue to try to do something, right? To try to make change so that we don't have to sit here and have this conversation again in another couple months.
You know what? I just want to end on this. These students are inspiring. I love working with students. I worked in higher education my whole life. And that's why, because, you know, education is transformative. And these folks are bright. They're engaged. They're intelligent. I am just inspired by them. And so every student out there, you just keep doing what you're doing. I think, you know, they give me hope for the future, but we need it now. So that's why I tell them, let's work together. I'll do everything I can to help you access government. You educate me. You help me. What can we do together? And I just want to say every voice out there, parents, students, get involved and get engaged with your elected officials and get involved in campaigns and voting and all that, because that's what matters.
We've been talking with Democrat Senator Melissa Wintrow about gun safety here in Idaho in the wake of Tuesday's school shooting in Texas that killed 19 children and two teachers. We're going to take a quick break. We will get to our reporter roundtable next.